Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Although the enemy was driven from the field, the battle was far from over. Partial victories in our lives come back to haunt us. So not only did the original tribes of Naphtali, Asher, and Manasseh pursue the Midianites, Judges 7, verse 23, Gideon also called on neighboring Ephraim to join the fray. Ephraim immediately responded, cutting off the fords across the Jordan River. It was there they captured and executed two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, verse 25. But then they complained vociferously that they had been invited late to the war party. Using classic diplomacy, Gideon responded, quote, "Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God had delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. And what was I able to do in comparison with you?" Chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Thus they were placated. But it was a different story when Gideon and his 300, quote, "faint yet pursuing," verse 4, King James Version, crossed the Jordan to chase, quote, "Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian," verse 5. Seeking help from the locals in Sukkot and Penuel, he asked for victuals for his men, but was refused. Why? These people obviously didn't trust God to continue giving Israel the victory. What if they were defeated and the Midianites returned? Then they would be at risk for aiding the enemy. They would pay dearly for this refusal. When Gideon's troops caught the Midianites resting, thinking they were safe, the 300 fell on them, captured Zeba and Zalmunna, and routed the whole army, verse 12. Gideon had heard that these kings had attacked his family, but now found out that they had killed his brothers who, they said, quote, "resembled the son of a king," verse 18. If there is ever dramatic irony in a story, this is it. Who's the king anyway?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.